Banyana Banyana head coach Desraeli says tonight's Women's Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinal clash against Senegal will be a thrilling encounter, highlighting their opponent's physicality and pace. Now, South Africa heading to the match unbeaten, topping Group C with a dominant 4-0 win over Mali. Senegal, however, advanced as one of the best third-place teams. Dr. Ellis warns it will be a game of small margins and says Banyana will not underestimate Senegal. Now, tonight's match kicks off at 9 o'clock. In the early kickoff at 6 o'clock, Ghana will face Algeria for place in the semi-finals. And then over to rugby now. Australia head coach Joe Schmidt believes Tom Lynagh can give them the edge in today's opening test against the British and Irish Lions. Now, the son of Wallabies legend Michael has been picked to start at fly half in the absence of regular star Noah Lolesio. Now, Schmidt is no concerns about throwing in the 22-year-old in Brisbane.
He does have a quiet confidence that gives us a quiet confidence as well. He's fitted in really well this week. He has given us the confidence and the players the confidence that he's going to run the game really well for us.
Now, we'll see the two sides in action at 12 this afternoon. And then New Zealand have an early kickoff against France. Their clash gets underway just after 9 o'clock this morning. And then ending off on the green, American golfer Bryson DeChambeau says he's pleased he didn't throw in the towel after a torrid first round at the Open. Now, he's well off the pace on one over par, but went round in 6 under par yesterday, 13 strokes better than his opening day at the tournament.
I want to be a good role model, and you know, sometimes I fail at that, and I'm getting better each time. And I think today and yesterday was a good testing moment for me to really showcase myself and doing the right thing no matter what, no matter how mad and how dumb some of the breaks and bounces are out here.
World number one Scotty Scheffler leads the way in his pursuit of a first claret jug. And then South Africans are struggling a bit at the Open. Christian Bezuidenhout got off to a good start when he opened with a 67 to share a six-way tie for the lead heading into the second round. But at the halfway stage, he's out of contention and 8 shots off the leader. For South Africa, Dean Burmester is on par. Tristan Lawrence at 1 over and Dylan Naidoo at 4 over par. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faina Crouch.